What I really like about understanding the law of freedom is it gives you both the understanding of the current situation and the solution all in one law. So I come here to this natural park setting to record pretty much most of my videos while I'm in this particular location in El Salvador. And the reason is because, as you guys know, those who have been following my work, I always love to record in nature. It's a nice little park. It's fairly secluded. It's a Saturday. And as a result, of course, a lot of people who work during the week are off. And so more people come to the park on a weekend. And just as I was starting to record this video back in another spot where I usually hang out, a van pulls up and they start blasting reggaeton really loudly. Amándote, extrañándote, quiero seguir y yo nunca, nunca me apartaré de ti. People who know me well know that I really dislike reggaeton. I'm not a huge fan. I don't like it. It's not even necessarily because of the content. It's more because the music just sounds effing boring and repetitive to me. Well, Dave, isn't the real reason that you don't like reggaeton is you're kind of prudish and you don't think people should be thinking about sex so much or even having sex or blah, 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 blah. People are going to think that somehow because I don't like reggaeton, that means I don't like sex or I don't think people should have as much sex or think about it or somehow it's a bad thing. Nothing could be further from the truth. I actually think that people should have more sex, certainly more than we're having right now. Not that I'm saying that people should only have sex and do nothing else in life, of course, but I definitely think we need to be much more open about sex and about intimacy and have lots, lots of more sex. But yet, despite that, I really just don't like reggaeton. And honestly, no one will ever be able to convince me to like it. You know, people have told me, oh, you're being too narrow-minded. Nope, it just means that I have taste. It means that I have taste, even if it's just my own taste, and I don't like it. So anyway, funny little anecdote. And we're going to be talking about the law of freedom. So the law of freedom is a very concise way to understand why the world is the way it is, why we're suffering as humanity in the way we are, but also it gives us in the same law the key to unlock the prison door. And this is why I think understanding the law of freedom at a deeper level is so transformational. The law of freedom is a law that operates at a species-wide level, not just on an individual level. The reality is we look at the law of freedom in the aggregate as a species. So what I want to do is I want to concisely give the definition of what the law of freedom is, and then we can dive in a little bit and understand it maybe at a deeper level. I'll just share some of my personal thoughts about it. So the law of freedom states very concisely that given a species, given a civilization or a large population, the degree to which that population as a whole acts and behaves morally is the exact degree to which that species or that population is free to act per their free will choices, to express free behaviors without being subject to violence and coercion and limits. And the inverse is also true. The degree to which that same species or any given species or population is immoral or acts or behaves immorally is the degree to which that species is enslaved. As you can see, it's a very concise law. It's very simple. And it's easy enough to understand that if you are educating a young child in these concepts, that young child can come to understand it. So it's not something esoteric that requires years of study to come to understand. To understand it, of course, we need to also understand what is morality. Now, for those of you who have been following my work, probably already get this. For someone who's brand new, maybe it'd be surprising to me, but you may still not have grasped or come to understand that morality is actually objective. What I mean by that is we live in a world where the prevailing rulers of the world, the so-called rulers, they have a religious belief called moral relativism. And the idea of moral relativism is that morality is just an idea in the mind of man, and there is no actual morality that exists in nature. It's something that we get to make up. We can contemplate, we can decide ultimately what is the difference between right and wrong behavior, and then we can implement a society or a civilization based on that morality that we choose. We get to make up what is the difference between right and wrong. That's what moral relativism means. Moral relativism is a lie. It's completely false.
The actual truth is that morality is built into the universe. It's built into nature. Just in the same way that gravity is, or the laws of thermodynamics and electromagnetism. And I'm pretty sure everybody who's watching this video, we can probably agree, hopefully, to this one thing, is that gravity is not going to stop operating if you were to suddenly say, you know, I don't think gravity is a good idea. I don't agree with gravity. We shouldn't believe in it. We should change our beliefs about it. We should just believe that everything can float freely in space and that objects don't pull each other. Now, you may think that way. You may even start to believe that. You may actually convince yourself that that's actually true. But my question to you then is that actually going to change the truth about how gravity operates? It's not going to change it. Gravity will continue to operate regardless of what you think about it and regardless of how you feel about it. And even if 100 people or 1,000 people or 10,000 people in the world or 1,000,000 people were to suddenly say, we know what, we are the coalition against gravity. Well, guess what? Good luck with that, because gravity will continue to operate and those people will continue to suffer as they try to convince themselves that gravity is not operating. So morality is the same way. Morality is built into the universe and it doesn't matter what you think about it, it's still the truth. And morality, I've talked about it on many other videos. You can go back and check them out. Morality is super easy to explain. Again, you could explain it to a 5-6-year-old. Morality is simply the understanding that it is immoral, it is wrong to harm other beings. And the way we harm other beings is specifically by stealing something that is rightfully theirs that does not belong to us and that we have no right to steal from them. Namely, stealing their life, their rights, which include their right to free will choices, for example, and their physical possessions that they rightfully own. That is immoral behavior. So being moral simply means, on the one side, you don't steal what doesn't belong to you, and on the other side, you defend yourself if someone, for whatever reason, comes along and tries to steal something that rightfully belongs to you that does not belong to them. So that's a built-into nature definition, and that's why I can explain it as simply as explaining gravity. It's super easy to explain. You could explain it to a little kid, just like morality. The challenge with this is a lot of people, because of their religious beliefs, they are indoctrinated by the prevailing ruling class to think that actually morality is relative and that we have to make it up. And that's because the ruling class wants people to think that way. Why do they want people to think that way? Simply put, because it's a universal law, they know that morality is objective. Because in order to actually understand reality at a deep level, you can't be lying to yourself about it. You have to be honest with yourself about how reality actually works. So these occultists, these master sorcerers of psychology, they know and understand that natural law is in effect, and they understand that morality is a built-into nature thing. But they also understand that if they can get a large population to think that morality is relative, if they can get a large population to believe that they actually get to make up what's right and wrong, then they can get people to behave in ways that they want, and they can create outcomes that they want, vis-a-vis the law of freedom. And this is where the law of freedom comes in and why it's so, so important. They know about the law of freedom, and therefore they know that if they can fool you into thinking morality is relative and it's not important, then you will always be their slave. And that is effectively, in a nutshell, why the world is the way it is today. The world is the way it is today because the vast majority of people don't understand the objective difference between right and wrong. They certainly don't act accordingly. Most people don't murder other people, but they still steal other people's rights and their property, or they allow others to do that through things like taxation and government. They allow other people's rights to be eroded and their own. And therefore, in the aggregate, society is acting immorally. And therefore, by law, by natural law, that society or that species has to be enslaved. There is no other way. There is no other way for it to be. So when you understand the law of freedom at that level, the way the world is today, civilization, humanity being enslaved, it makes perfect sense. There's no confusion about it. There's no confusion. It's not something that's esoteric. It's not something that you have to study deeply. You don't have to get into all the political systems or political machinations because you already know that politics, or specifically government, is already a form of slavery because it's based on violence and coercion and it's based on immorality. So that's why I think understanding the law of freedom is so important. And I'm someone that most of my life, probably just like you, probably similar to a lot of people, I didn't have this understanding because I was raised in the same system, the same civilization that you and others were, where the prevailing ruling class, or we can call them the occultic priest class, I tend to call them either the dark occultists or the sorcerers of ancient psychology, because they're kind of like sorcerers. They're kind of like mental sorcerers. They understand the Hermetic principles, for example. They understand that we live in a mental universe and that basically everything comes from mind. And they understand if they can get people to behave, if they can fashion the psychology of a civilization in the way they want, they can literally create the outcome of the reality as they want. And that's why they have everybody enslaved. And I used to buy into that system because I didn't understand any of that. But now, through this work that I do, I come on here in many different ways, and every video I do it a little differently. In today's video, I'm focusing on this law of freedom, which is the master key. What I really like about understanding the law of freedom is it gives you both the understanding of the current situation and the solution all in one law. So really, everything in one is very self-contained. So what is the answer? What is the solution? The answer is we as a species, in order to become free, need to become moral. Well, what does it mean to be moral? Again, a five-year-old could grasp this. Being moral simply means you don't steal that which does not belong to you rightfully, life, rights, and property of others. And you also defend yourself in the event that some other being attempts to steal your life, rights, or property. I can guarantee you at all times and places, if the majority of humanity, if the majority of this species were to know and understand what I just said and then act accordingly, all the systems of control, all the bullshit, all the institutions that keep humanity enslaved, they would basically all just fall away because there would be no need for them. They would become completely irrelevant and people would see them for what they actually are, which is systems to keep everybody enslaved and under the control of a very few people who understand this knowledge at a deeper level. So I want to invite you to contemplate the law of freedom and come to understand it. The part that I'm not good at is the mathematical precision. Just like with gravity, I'm not enough of a physicist or a mathematician that I can write out for you the exact equations of how gravity operates. I can't do it. However, what I've been able to observe directly and empirically through my own experience and also just interacting with other people and taking a long view of history is I'm able to understand that gravity always operates very precisely. So given a particular object, if you take the same size of object and the same height and somehow you were able to measure it, you would see that it falls at the same velocity and the same acceleration. So gravity works very consistently and it works very precisely, very consistently and very precisely. And that's why it's called a law or a set of laws, because it's a set of conditions that are immutable. They're binding and immutable. You can't escape them and they don't change. Well, the law of freedom is the same way. It's just the law of freedom is not operating in the pure physical realm. It's operating more in this psychological, mental, emanating from the spiritual realm, which has more to do with psychology and behaviors than just pure physical interactions. But it's just as binding. You're not going to be able to get out of it. So the law of freedom is just as mathematically precise. And that's why the only way to change the current human condition is for a majority of people, or a significant number of people, to come and know and understand this and then apply in their life. That's why a couple of monks or a small group of New Agers, even if it's a million people meditating every day, is not going to change the state of humanity. It's simply not enough, because the immorality which continues despite that will continue to produce the outcome of slavery. It'll just keep perpetuating it and will literally never get out of that condition. That's why I want to invite you to consider that the law of freedom is a very important law to understand and to harmonize with. So what do I mean by harmonizing with it? Well, again, we can pick on our friend gravity. Gravity, although you cannot disable it, as we grow in our capabilities, we can harmonize with gravity and we can discover that we can fly despite the fact that gravity is pulling us down. We can fly in airplanes or using paragliders and other things, not because we're disabling gravity, but because we're coming to understand it and the other physical laws at a deeper level, and we can work around them, or we can use certain laws to supersede the effect of another law. So that's what we call by harmonizing with it. Because gravity will still be working, and when you land in that plane, everything's still continuing. If the airplane were suddenly to malfunction in a certain way, you could die because gravity was working the whole time. It's just that you were temporarily working around its effect. There's always that risk. You're not disabling gravity, you're simply harmonizing with it. And there are higher and higher laws. One of the Hermetic principles is that as through causality, as we learn higher and higher laws, we can basically work through the effects of the lower laws. So the same thing is true with the law of freedom. It's important that we start to harmonize with morality as it's built into the universe and start to incorporate and embody what it means to be a moral being and recognize the simplicity of it, the elegance of it, and how it's basically, once you truly understand it at a soul level, it's very easy to implement. Obviously, it's something that requires thought. You're going to have to operate that way through all of your actions and behaviors. But then when you're able to do that, that unlocks the freedom. Boom, away go all the masters. No more masters, no more rulers. We have true spiritually based anarchy. And then all these other things that the masters and rulers were holding us back from developing, including more advanced technologies, including the ability to perhaps explore more of the universe, certainly to tap into our own powers, our own healing powers and our own abilities, maybe even higher levels of intellect and intelligence, that all gets unlocked because we're not being held back. We're not being enslaved. We're not being held in a box of consciousness, in a box of religion. A lot of those things, it does require a little contemplation because it can be a little hard to imagine what true freedom looks like when you've literally never experienced it. Just like it can be hard to imagine what these advanced technologies, how they work when they are basically able to temporarily override the effect of gravity, something that we just take for granted. So you kind of have to use your imagination to take you to new levels of understanding of how reality can actually work. But the law of freedom is super simple. And I would say if there was one spiritual law that I think is worth contemplating and really coming to understand at a deeper level, then the law of freedom would be it. I do recommend, of course, and I think people who have followed my work know this, don't stop there. You can always go deeper and deeper into your understanding. Occult knowledge is a huge body of knowledge, and natural law is just a part of it, and the law of freedom is just a part of that. In no way am I saying, oh, just because you come to understand the law of freedom, you've got it all figured out. No. But if you can really come to understand the law of freedom and apply it and really just own it and really implement that in your life, that is already a huge advance in terms of raising your own consciousness and in terms of your own personal spiritual evolution. That's why I thought it was important to create this video, even though I've already created a bunch of other videos about natural law, in order to come on here and give this other perspective. So I want to invite you to explore that further. The law of freedom, as the morality of a species increases, the freedom of that within that same population or same species increases, and vice versa. As that species becomes more immoral, per the objective definition of morality, that species, by law, by natural law, becomes more enslaved. It's not that we can predict exactly how they will become enslaved. It's simply that they will be enslaved. Their freedoms will be taken away from them, and they will have less and less and less choices of behavior, and they will be able to exercise fewer and fewer of their naturally occurring rights. So I hope that's been super helpful. If it has, if you haven't done so, smash through that like button. If you are someone who has a product or service that you feel my audience would really benefit from and you want to help me reach more people while you're able to also serve more people, then I want to invite you to consider sponsoring one of my upcoming videos. You can just reach out to me at freedomvibe.art/sponsor, or you can just shoot me an email, david@freedomvibe.art. And thank you very much. As always, I'll look forward to seeing you guys on upcoming videos. Take care. I hope you found this video to be really helpful. My website is called freedomvibe.art, where I share principles of natural law that would allow us to change the current human condition from what it is right now, slavery, to one of true freedom. Take action to apply these principles in your own life. And once you've gained enough of an understanding, you've done the work on yourself, start to teach and share these principles with others using your own words and your own way. Also, if you're getting a lot of value and you want me to be able to reach more people, then I want to invite you to help me out by making a 100% voluntary donation to my work and to this project. You can do that at freedomvibe.art/donate. Check it out. Get involved, be a true freedom fighter, embrace the values of knowledge and understanding, courage and care, and let's make this happen. Thank you very much.